Philip Semper, PF, producer and creator. Today's date is 07/30/2022. Dictation is for Jenny Taras. Taras spells T-A-R-A-S. Jenny spells J-A-N-N-I-E. Date of birth is 09/29/1966. This is a 55-year-old young lady here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, tobacco use disorder, vitamin D deficiency, and seasonal allergies. She's here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. She stated since the last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere. And today says she has no complaints, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period, in this paragraph. Review systems, all systems will review. When negative, PNS paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, no food distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 status, 100% rumor, blood pressure 129 over 76, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no major signs, period. Next paragraph, ear, is fluid, clear fluid behind the right TM. Fluid is not purulent, period. Next paragraph, nose. Patient nails are congested with clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, soft, non-tendon, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, mural, alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, movement affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1, hypertension, number 2, peripheral vascular disease, number 3, COPD, number 4, tobacco use disorder, number 5, vitamin D deficiency, number 6, seasonal allergies, period. In this paragraph, patient was given samples of Rivent, 4 milligrams, she would take 1 POBID. She was advised not to take Rivent and Singulair together. Purpose of the Rivent, because it's Singulair is less effective. However, I would like her to take the Rivent by itself, 1 in the morning, 1 at night, for a trial period of approximately 10 days to see how she does. Next paragraph. Patient was prescribed the following: prednisone 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days, number 10, next medication, Symbicort 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID for 9 days, number 1, next medication, lisinopril 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90, next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 13, next medication, Singulair 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Open parenthesis, patient encouraged to not to take Singulair and Rivent together. Next medication, albuterol 9, correction, albuterol MDI. It is 2 puffs CID PRN for cough or wheezing, period. Next paragraph. The patient was advised of labs. She says she will return to have labs drawn. We talk about the importance and what and how helpful labs are in determining other illnesses she may have. That's not apparent, period. She says she understands and will do it next time. Please include medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. In the 10, she was encouraged to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.